Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing for Erev Shabbos Vayehi. We are in Chapter 1 of Ketuvot, Mishnah Hey. Ha'ochil etzel chamiv b'Yehuda, one who eats by his father-in-law's house, shalo be'edim, without witnesses present. Eino yachol liton tanat betulim. He can then, once he and his wife are fully married, he cannot lodge a complaint that she did not have betulim present on their wedding night, mipnei shemit yochad ima, because if he was over at the house eating with his father-in-law's house, with the family there, with the bride-to-be there, then they were allowed to be secluded together. Now, this requires some explanation because it's not normative practice to allow young men and women to be alone together. That's actually forbidden for them to be alone together where there's a chance to come to some sort of intimate behavior. So how could it be that in the province of Judah, of Yehuda, the father-in-law of the bride-to-be would invite the groom-to-be, the chassan, over to, you know, share a meal and perhaps share some time alone with the bride-to-be? And of course, we're talking about after kiddushin, after the first stage of marriage, but before chuppah, before they're actually living together, so the bride is still living with her father's house. So what's going on here is that this custom was only in effect at a certain point in Jewish history, and it actually might have happened more than once, where the non-Jews were persecuting the Jewish people by demanding by force the abduction of a bride on her wedding night so that the non-Jewish soldiers or officers or governors could, God forbid, violate the bride on her wedding night before she was alone with her husband. The Talmud Yerushalmi in Ketuvot actually mentions that the Romans did this because they wanted to punish Judah, Yehuda, our ancestor Yehuda, for having killed Esav. We actually know it was Hushim, the son of Dan, who killed Esav. That's what our sages teach us. So they basically violated, God forbid, the daughters on their wedding night. And the Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud on Daf Gimel, mentions that the Greeks would do a similar thing during the Hanukkah, and this was perhaps one of the causes of the Hanukkah war, was the Greeks kidnapping Jewish women on their wedding night. So the idea was, in Yehuda, in the province of Yehuda, that if the bride and groom-to-be spent time alone together, not that we were endorsing them to actually come to physical intimacy, but if they were alone together and had a chance to really be connected before the wedding, then if, God forbid, the Roman or Greek troops came and abducted the bride, she would not be a willing participant in such an act. And the Gemara explains that, you know, if she's a willing participant in this adulterous act with the Romans or Greeks, then she'd be forbidden to actually be married to her Jewish husband. But if she was, God forbid, taken advantage of by them and had no desire to engage in such a thing, then she would be permitted to return to her Jewish husband. So we wanted the husband and wives to be familiar and libo gospo, we call it, you know, comfortable with one another, so that the bride, if, God forbid, the foreign terrorists, occupiers, would abduct her, she would not be willingly participating. So thank God we don't have to rely on such a custom anymore, but we have seen, Hashem Yerachem, Hashem should have mercy on us and protect his children, that the enemies of the Jewish people still single out and abuse Jewish women, and it's a terrible thing, and we should, God willing, stand and fight for our men, women, and children. Anyway, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah changes themes here. Achat Almanat Yisrael, whether she's a widow and she's a Yisrael, Achat Amanat Kohen, or she's the widow of a Kohen, or the daughter of a Kohen, Ketuvotan Mane, her ketuva is 100 zuz. Beit Din Shel Kohanim, but there was a court of the Kohanim in the temple, Hayu Govin Lebetula 400 zuz. They would write a ketuva for 400. Now remember, the normal amount for a betula, for a virgin, was 200, but they would inflate this to 400. Velo Michu Biadam Chochamim, and the sages did not protest their custom. Now on to Mishnah Vav, Hanoseh to Isha, one marries a wife, v'lo matzala betulim. He does not find signs of betulim in her when they are together that night. He omeret, and she claims, Misha erastani, after we did erusin, kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, nenasti. I was, God forbid, I was violated by a different man. V'nistahafa sadecha. So it's as if your field is flooded. You know, it's your bad luck, basically. V'halo omer, and the man claims, Loi. He says, that's not what happened. Ki ela od shelo erastich. It was before we even had the first stage of marriage, before I even gave you the ring, that you were with another man. V'haya mikochi mekochtot. So my original marriage to you was a mistake, because you had given me the impression that you were a full betula. So what do we do? Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer omrim ne'menet. So Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, we believe her. And in the Gemara, they explain that she has what's called a bari, a clear, confident claim. She says, this is exactly what happened, whereas the man's claim is a shema, a maybe. He's not sure what happened. Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees. He says, lo mipia anu chayin. We don't live by her word, meaning unless she has some sort of proof that she might lose her ketuvah. Ela hareza bechezkat be'ula ad shelo tidares. She has a chazaka of having had intimate relations even before Erisin. Vehitotu, and maybe she was tricking him and misrepresenting her status. Until she can bring some sort of proof to substantiate her claim, her defense. Rabbi Yeshua is relying on the concept of hamotzi mechavero lavaraya, meaning the one who's trying to extract additional money should bring proof to support that claim. So the ketuvah money belongs to the husband, and if she wants that 200 instead of 100, she better be able to prove that she's deserving of the 200, that she never misrepresented herself to him before the marriage. Yasher kochachem, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom.